It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. And coming up, oil drilling in one of the nation's most treasured pieces of real estate. But first, time for comments from our listeners. Walter Bailey heard our report from New Haven, Wisconsin, where the Perrier Company plans to tap spring water and sell it. Residents say the pumping will damage their aquifer. Mr. Bailey, who listens to us on Maine Public Radio, says similar questions are being raised in his state. The same company, he writes, recently obtained approval and support from the town of Buxton, Maine, to add another plant there and remove groundwater. There were some protests from Buxton people, but now the plant is approved with very extensive benefits to the company. Mr. Bailey adds that some residents of the area near the first plant have complained about problems with their wells, but so far there is no proof that the well problems are linked to the bottling plant. And Robert Jefferson heard our story on space junk. He works at WHYY in Philadelphia and writes, "You may mention the speed at which space junk returns to Earth, but what about the speed at which such items are moving in the vacuum of space before their orbit deteriorates? You should have spent more time explaining how a fleck of paint traveling at well over 18,000 miles an hour could cause a quarter-inch crater on a space shuttle windshield. Big and little kids would have loved to hear that." Your comments on our program are always welcome. Call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988. Our email address is letters@loe.org. And visit our webpage at www.loe.org. CDs, tapes, and transcripts are $15.